here's a story from The World.
China is getting tough on tech, putting restrictions on everything from car share apps to after-school education programs. It's all part of a months-long regulatory crackdown across a range of technology sectors in China, a crackdown that has roiled financial markets overseas. As The World's Rebecca Kanther reports from Shanghai, the impact is also being felt by ordinary Chinese.
11-year-old friends Logan Cui and Tyler Wong are enjoying a day off school. That means getting the iPad out and indulging in their favorite hobby. Today, they're playing PUBG, a battle royale-type shooter game. They can barely tear their eyes from the screen while we talk. All of our classmates play online games, Wong says. And between classes, that's all we talk about. Screen time is hard to come by, though. After school and on weekends, Wong's parents keep him busy with homework, sports, and English classes. But now, there's a new government crackdown that means even sneaking online to play games is getting harder for kids. We can only play online 3 hours a week, on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, he says. And we have to sign in with our real name. It's just one of many regulatory crackdowns that have come out of Beijing in the past few months. Every week, it seems, the government announces new restrictions, targeting everything from after-school education to video games, online finance, entertainment, even car share apps. Dali Yang is a political scientist at the University of Chicago. He says some of these crackdowns can be traced back to the results of China's 10-year census. They came out in the spring of this year and confirmed the government's fears. Despite ending the country's one-child policy in 2016, the birth rate in China is slowing down while the population is aging. That will have a major effect on everything from healthcare, education, and the economy.
There was almost like a knee-jerk reaction to some of the numbers.
Yang says something had to be done, fast, to relieve the burden on parents and get them making more babies. In May, the government announced its new three-child policy. Then, Beijing issued an education crackdown, tackling after-school tutoring and online education companies. It included restrictions on how late students could stay up attending extra classes. Next up, daily limits for kids playing online games and watching videos on TikTok. Ernan Cui is an economist in Beijing. She says these new regulations have a paternalistic feel. They're really the government's way of showing it's protecting the country's future workforce.
So we have seen very intense policies on a lot of sectors to protect their young people from getting bad influence, either on gaming or on online videos or like celebrities that are having setting bad examples for young people.
Even celebrity fan culture has brought new government scrutiny. Chinese fans are famous for buying up billboard ads in places like Times Square to promote their favorite stars. The government is concerned that young people are spending too much time and money on such distractions. 18-year-old Tang Yuan is a telemarketer in the city of Hangzhou. She's a fan of Wang Yuan, a singer in China's top boy band, TFBoys. Her username on social media is Going with Wang Yuan to the Beach. Some fans are really crazy, Tang tells me. The government, of course, has to control this problem. But then she adds that she doesn't think her idol will feel the heat. He's on the good side of the government, she says. The crackdowns are also aimed at tech industry giants like Tencent and Alibaba. Those companies are facing new government scrutiny, too. Bo Zhuang is an economist in Singapore.
It's all part of the long-term strategy to make sure that China will be a future leading manufacturing powerhouse, cracking down like Alibaba, Tencent, DD. It's all part of the strategy of to outcompete U.S. or at least to be an equal weight with the U.S.
He says Beijing wants Chinese companies to move away from soft tech, like social apps, and put their energy into stuff like manufacturing semiconductors and microchips. That way, China can become less dependent on the U.S. The government also wants more access to the massive amounts of data that tech companies are collecting from their users. China's zero-tolerance COVID policy, for example, has relied on contact tracing that comes from user data from social media apps. Here's economist Arnan Cui again.
It's increasingly clear that the Chinese government wants to take control to let internet firms to share this data and to help government to improve their governance.
All these crackdowns come in the lead up to the Chinese Communist Party Congress next fall. Many are expecting that Xi Jinping will be granted a third term as party leader. Economist Bo Zhuang says all these regulatory moves are part of Xi's strategy to be seen as a success. His goals are about addressing inequality, eliminating poverty, and bringing stability to the nation.
Xi Jinping needs to burnish his socialist stamps on this Chinese political system. All these measures is part of his so-called election campaign, we might call it, or socialist push. He needs a reason to strengthen his legitimacy to continue with his third term.
Meanwhile, government agencies under Xi's authority need to be seen as a success by him. Dali Yang from the University of Chicago says everyone wants to be seen as doing their part.
Bureaucrats in China have become very, very risk averse, especially with all the very strident crackdowns on corruption. It's very important to be seen as really following the leadership of Chairman Xi and getting things done. You don't just do something, you want to do it with a bang.
It all sends a serious message across Chinese society, from big tech companies to 10-year-olds. And as one expert tells me, it all boils down to this. Anything standing in the way of the Chinese Communist Party's vision will be removed. For the world, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.